Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld was on Capitol Hill today, meeting with supporters of the Iraq War and combating a new round of rumors that he might resign. As far back as early 2001, Rumsfeld's direct style bothered some members of Congress. And this week, with public sentiment for the war in Iraq on the decline, Rumsfeld's tenure is again at issue. NPR's John Hendren has the story.
After a difficult start to his second tour as Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld turned his prickly reputation on its head. He did it by mastering the medium of the press conference during the war in Afghanistan and the invasion of Iraq. But in the past 2 years, his conduct of an increasingly unpopular war has led to intensified criticism of the 73-year-old Secretary of Defense. Even Republican senators like Olympia Snowe, Chuck Hagel, and John McCain have questioned whether he's the right man for the job. Here's McCain talking to Chris Wallace of Fox News in August.
Back on the show in December, you told me that you had no confidence in Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld. How do you feel now?
Well, I don't have confidence, but it's up to the president. The important thing is that he has the president's confidence.
One well-positioned Republican congressional aide keeps a tally of what he calls major errors Rumsfeld has overseen in the war in Iraq. He says there are 10. They include the assertion that American troops would be greeted as liberators, the alleged lack of a post-war plan, lowball estimates of the war's cost, and insufficient armor to combat roadside bombs. Rumsfeld has said he's offered the president his resignation twice and been told to stay on. After the news broke that American soldiers had abused Iraqi inmates at Abu Ghraib prison, President Bush came to the Pentagon in a public show of support. And just last week, in a speech to the Naval Academy in Annapolis, Bush had this to say.
I'm traveling today with a man who's done a fine job as the Secretary of Defense, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld.
Pentagon spokesman Larry DeRita says reports of Rumsfeld's demise have long been exaggerated.
It's part of the background noise of Washington. People always gossip and chatter about things, and he enjoys very much what he is doing. It's an important thing, and he knows it's important.
All the same, with support for the war near an all-time low, some military analysts say there's renewed talk that Rumsfeld might step down. Lauren Thompson is with the Lexington Institute, an Arlington, Virginia think tank.
There's a growing chorus of complaints about Rumsfeld's performance among the military, in the Congress, in the media, even on the White House staff. With the president's popularity sagging due to the war effort, Rumsfeld's value as a lightning rod may have been overtaken by his value as a scapegoat.
Almost every time he's asked about his future, Rumsfeld has offered the same stock answer, as he told NBC's Tim Russert in February.
We serve at the pleasure of the president.
But you have every expectation of staying for how long?
I serve at the pleasure of the president.
Asked again today if his days were numbered, Rumsfeld offered a stronger response.
Those reports have been flying around since about 4 months after I assumed my post in 2001. I have no plans to retire.
Whatever Rumsfeld's plans are, lawmakers and analysts are handicapping potential successors. The latest frontrunner is a Democrat, Connecticut Senator Joseph Lieberman. The theory is that Lieberman, a strong supporter of the war, would draw Democrats into the fold. John Hamry of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says other candidates include Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage and Rumsfeld's number two, Gordon England.
Gordon England is in the job. I mean, he's the deputy secretary right now, and the role of the deputy secretary is to act on behalf of the secretary when the secretary isn't there. So this is a guy who is every day in training for the job.
But whether England or anyone other than Rumsfeld gets a chance to do the job is a call only the president can make. John Hendren, NPR News, Washington.